Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Chris Deacle, with Alpharetta Business Radio. We have in the studio with us today Monica Murray with Monica's Boutique and Consignment. And we're going to learn all about consignment stores, how much fun they are to actually own and get in. And, you know, I can tell you already we're going to have a great time because Monica's got some terrific stories about being in the business. So welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'd like to start out. How did you get into the consignment business? There's a fun little story there, and I'd like you to share that with our listeners.
Well, how did I get started? I used to be sitting in karate studios with my kids and just watching them do their karate, and there was a kid's store I first saw, and then another one that was an adult store. So I used to just walk around the area just trying to get out of the studio just to pass the time, and I just walked into this store and just looked around and just wanted to get a t-shirt at one point. Just a t-shirt, because I didn't understand, and then the next day came, and and I started going back there regularly. And then I learned a lot just by going in there and talking with the people in the store. And then I learned that a lot of the stuff that was there were in the malls and high-end malls as well. So then I just started saying, wow, I used to just shop at the regular stores in the area, the chain stores. And then I started to learn there was others in the area. So I went from one to the other and then to the other, and I learned and said, wow, this is just very interesting, and, you know, I didn't know. And so my closet steadily grew and grew. I just enjoyed going there and seeing what good finds I can find and if something can fit me without it being altered or someone had already altered it already. So it fit me fine. And then I just, once again, my closet just grew and grew. And my husband looked one day at my closet and said, all right, that's enough. You're going to get your own closet and you're going to go in there and wear and take what you want. And that's how Monica's Boutique started.
With an overflowing closet and a desperate husband.
overflowing closet, yes, it was. And then he just said, "You're gonna go ahead and you're gonna do this." And that's how it started.
So, where did you open your store? Was it originally in Johns Creek?
Yes, it is.
And so it's located above the
Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce. So, when if you see my store, you'll see the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce. Or if you see the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce sign, I'm right below it.
Well, there should be a lot of people going through there that become acquainted with your store just by the traffic that they generate.
Well, sometimes they would come and say, do you know where the Chamber of Commerce is? How do I get to it? I said, okay. You can come around to the side, and when you come and leave, make sure you stop back in here, you know, and see what we have.
Yeah. Well, you know, what people, you know, I don't know, there's some people that just swear by those places and go by it, but for those, you know, who are consignment challenged like myself, you know, what kind of things, you know, are consigned to stores, and why do they get consigned there?
You know what, when you're starting off, it's people get to know you. So you end up talking about what you're going to be doing, and you're telling people that if you have something in your closet that you haven't worn, consider consigning, you know, with us. And so little by little, people start coming in, and then when people hear about you more, then you have more people coming to consign. Sometimes you have to say no. You just can't. You don't have the room for certain things, and you want to kind of have it. I would say your little area of whether you want to make it women's or children or teens and such. Then you kind of you can make that decision.
Yeah. it's not all clothes, obviously.
No, it's not all women's clothing in my store. Consignment can, you know, they've got consignment furniture stores as well. So there's a lot of them in the area and all over throughout Atlanta, as well as in Alpharetta and Johns Creek area as well. And they also have women's and children as well. So Monica's Boutique is for women, young women, women of all ages and different styles. And they have accessories that goes with it. So you have the shoes, you have the purses, you have the full outfits, you even got the wedding gowns and the formal wear as well.
So, you know, you're really kind of providing a front-end sniff test of what comes in your store so that you keep a certain level of quality. And
yes, you want to do that, you know, because people come in there and sometimes they ask, do you have this? And they know they're, you know, are very smart, you know, buyers, and they know exactly what they want, and they will call you and ask you, this is, do you have this? And then you tell them yes or no, or call me back within a week or so. I may have this coming in.
Do you have jewelry and accessories and things like that?
Yes, we do. We have jewelry, and we try to get people who make theirs to give them a platform to show their work. Because, once again, it's a lot of nice pieces that you can get, and it's unique, and you want to be unique as well. So, yes, items in our boutique have been made by local artists as well.
In addition to the jewelry-related things, do you have people that repurpose clothes, or, you know, take parts of clothes and put them together to make, you know, new items that are unexpected and unique?
We have a consigner that what she calls a brocket book. And she also was an interior decorator. So what she did was make purses out of your old bras. And then she,
I don't have any of those, by the way, but just don't to be on the record here.
But it's, if you were to see it, she has the base is the bra, and she will take men's tie and create a purse with that. And it's a conversation piece.
Very nice. Clever.
Yes, very clever. You like, you have to turn your head and say, what's that? And you have to explain what it is. And then people go like, oh my, this is just so different and interesting. Yes.
So did you have any business experience before you started this?
This is my first business. And no, I am a registered nurse.
A registered nurse?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a long, well, I guess it's all about helping people, but this is quite a departure.
I've worked as a nurse for a number of years, about 20 years, and I did a lot of travel nursing during those years. And it was, you know, a rewarding experience. I enjoy traveling, and then I came to the Atlanta area, and then now worked in different hospitals here in Atlanta, and I did one day decided I wanted to see the world more traveling, so I worked for the airlines. I worked, yes, for our airline here in Atlanta, Georgia, Delta Airlines, and it's a fun job. I enjoyed it, and after that, I started to stay home more. I have a family, so we end up just no longer working for Delta, but I end up going to karate with the kids and just sitting down, like I said, and just watching, and just everything was about, you know, getting them on time, coming from one place to the other, swimming here, this and that, and then next, you know, that's how Monica's Boutique, you know, just really kind of like,
a way for you to be home with the kids and kind of set hours that'll work for you and your family.
Well, yes, and in between that and just starting, you know, Monica's Boutique started to grow in my mind first. And then
then in your closet.
Then in my closet. And then it's out now. It's out. And so, you know, still would like to, I still am a nurse. You can keep my license active.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you know, this right now is where I'm at right now, as of today.
Yeah. What were the biggest surprises to you when you went into business that you weren't expecting that you'd have to deal with?
It's a lot of surprises. A lot. Every day you learn something new, something that doesn't work, or why did I buy this? Now it's outdated. So you got to just, what people would say to you, you know, they're going to support you, and next you know, you don't really see a lot of those people. I would say, like, right now, it takes, like they say, that 2+ years for you to really see, and for you to know, do you want to move on, or mm-hmm. some people
yeah, to really learn, the, you know, even really learn. Get, you know, really understand the dynamics of the business takes a year.
More than that.
It takes at least a year to go through just one cycle of
the
business.
Go through one cycle and learn what you did wrong and what can you change and how have you grown. So mm-hmm. in other words, it's a growing process. Yes, it is. And then you learn to say, okay, this is what I'm not going to do anymore. I'm going to stop this. And you have to just stick with it and say, this is what it is because of, you know, the reasons behind mm-hmm. it. It's not profitable. It's just not working this way. So.
There are probably a lot of ladies and guys, too, for that matter, who would like to have their own businesses. What would you tell them?
Not to give up. You know, if it's something that you want, you know, that's got to, you got to, it's hard work, but you got to stick to it. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and you just, you know, you positive thinking, positive attitude, and to know that, you know, I do enjoy this. But I may have to turn the corner instead of having that one tunnel. You know, you can't just sit there and go, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. You got to learn how to, sometimes you got to change.
You have to adapt.
You've got to, yes.
Yeah. And you have to have a dream, you have to pursue it. And do you feel like you've learned a lot just from being in business on your own?
Yes, I have. I have. I see things differently. And, you know, you don't be you too quick to say no. And you just try to listen and say, okay, I'll hear you out. I'm not going to, you know, at this time, I don't need this right now. But so I have just and I'm still learning, you know, because when somebody else may tell me something and say, well, Monica, you may need to consider this or do this. And you have to network with some of your other businesses as well, and people have to learn how to support small businesses.
What have you found to be your best support groups and things that you'd recommend to aspiring entrepreneurs or people that have their little businesses and are trying to grow them?
Well, I would say, you know where I'm at. I'm right above the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce, and I'm also with the Johns Creek Business Association. I'm with the Johns Creek Rotary as well, and I'm also a member of the St. Ives Country Club. There's a charity group that I've been with. So it's networking. It's really big, and just people get to know your name, and not necessarily, they don't necessarily have to shop there, but they just say, I know someone, or you may want to consider going to her. Mm. And so when I speak to people and I just say, you know, you stop by the store, just come see what we have. You may have to just tell someone. So it's a lot of word of mouth that you want to do, is to tell somebody about me, you know. And so I would.
Then, you know, you really turn every opportunity you can into an advantage. You may not use it now, but you may be something you file away or somebody that you can help in the future. It may not do anything for you, but they'll never forget you because you helped.
Right, and that's what you always do. You try to sit here and I try to refer people to other places. Mm-hmm. If I don't have that, you need to go here. It's about 4 other stores in the area, and we're all a part of a line of consignment shops, which is
there's an organization.
Yes, there's a lot of us stores in the area that have children's shops, furniture shops, as well as the women's clothing. Mm-hmm. And so we all tend to, we would, if we know that particular, where that store area is, or if a customer is saying, I live over somewhere, and I would, mm-hmm. or they would call me on the phone, I said, you need to go to this particular store. Her store is where you live at. You try her to see if she can help you, and tell her that I mm-hmm. you know, went ahead
referred you and referred you. Recommended.
Yeah, you want to let the other store owners know that we're thinking about you and we're all about just helping people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a people business, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to make it a
now,
people business.
Now, let's
say
you're a nurse, working with the airlines, running a consignment shop. I hear people woven all through this.
Yes, I like to talk. I like helping people.
It really is rewarding, isn't it? The next thing I'd like to turn our attention to is helping people understand how they can use a consignment shop. I mean, you sort of have two or three options. One, well, of course, there's Goodwill, there's Sal Army, and then there are consignment shops. And why would somebody use a consignment shop, maybe as opposed to giving it to something to a charity? And the second thing is, how can each consignment shop uniquely help someone dispose of things in their house for whatever reason or their family that are no longer needed?
I would say the individual would be that in particular person either is going to want to try consignment or they're going to go straight to either the thrift shop or the Goodwills and sometimes that particular person will hear about somebody else. I went to this place and I got this. And, then that kind of sparked their attention. So I would say this particular consigner may have things in their closet they do not wear. They may have paid a great deal for it. And sometimes either because you lose weight, gain weight, you don't like the style anymore, then you may opt to let me try consignment. Consignment is a way where you can put it in a shop where it can be seen because it's not being seen in your closet, and it could make you some money in the process.
Yeah. And in that money you could give to a charity
that,
of
yes,
your choice.
Yes, that money can be given to the charity that you wish. And you have that control over it. So therefore you can say you're happy to do that. And some people do that. They say, I'm bringing this because there's this well I want to help build in a different country, and this little bit of money that I'm getting is going towards that cause. Yeah. So they have their reasons for doing it, and we're here and happy to help.
You're somewhat like 1-800-GOT-JUNK, except you've got quality merchandise.
Yes, yes, yes. And the women who buy these things, they take care of it, and they, too, want to see that, I just don't want to give it away, but I like to see what I can possibly do. And sometimes they'll try, and if that item doesn't sell, then they'll go to next, they'll go somewhere, probably somewhere else, because different exposure.
Mm-hmm. Different group of people.
Different group of people. And or they may just say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm ready to donate now.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to that particular individual.
If people have a family member who passes away, is consignment a good way for them to get people to come in and kind of remove all those things that they really
it'd be very
painful for them to deal with?
Yes, it is, and we in Monica's Boutique can do that. We do have a consigner that mother loved to dress, and when she and I have already met a while ago, she saw me, but then she was ready to say, Monica, I have to tell you that this is what happened, and I would like for a place for it to go. Would you? And I said, yes. Well, I would, take those items, and we'll take care of it. We'll, it was very difficult for her, but she, as she saw us and she went through it, she just gave her little stories along the way when this was worn, when that was worn, and we laughed with her and we cried with her. And, but she'd known me. So therefore I said, sure, bring those things in. And we, and so somebody else benefited from it. And then with the, money that she made off that item, she wants to take it and give it to, an organization. I believe her mother was a breast cancer, survivor as well, and she wants to sit here and give
and
that.
So she's able to give it to the charity
that she really wanted to support. Yes, she wanted to support.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I'd never have guessed all of this would be going on behind the scenes.
And then people tell you that come there. I want this to go to this reason why. And therefore, you know, you never know that particular that person. Sometimes the person just want to just do two items and say, I'm going to put the rest to this other place because, you know, I know your store and I want it to, you know, this item
to
sell.
Be perfect for your store.
Right. You always thank your consigners and you show that, you tell them that you appreciate that they're considering, you know, your store.
So if people want to come by and visit you or, you know, find you on the web, call you on the phone, how do they do that?
They can call the store at 770-623-0062. And our website is Monica's Boutique JC. That's with a J and a C for Johns Creek at hotmail.com. And we're open from 10 until 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And we will have special days for occasions. For instance, if you wanted to come and shop on a Sunday, that can be arranged by appointment. We would love to have you have an event there. So 10 or more people will be, you know, that'll be good for us to open. You know, you want to be able to
That would be a great opportunity for a charity event. Let's support breast cancer awareness or whatever.
And yes.
You know, and hold an event there and get your friends and people and kind of run a mini event.
And we are having an event coming up on May the 30th. It's called Sip and Shop. It's for the ladies to come and have a good time.
Well, you know, I thought, you know, about half the people that live under the bridge abutments would be there, but, you know, you've clarified this for us now. But I wanted to go meet all my friends.
Well, it's for the ladies to, you know, you can have a shop and you can fellowship with each other and sip a little bit of beverage.
No doubt, lemonade.
Yes.
Of course. Well, Monica, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.